Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. I bear witness that Allah is the only true God worthy of being worshipped, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's true slave and messenger. We resume these classes by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tonight we continue the subject which we finished some of them about 2 days ago, specifically dealing with the alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh of the merits of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, which is the shahada of Tawheed. And from the merits, this is the point 56, or the merit number 56, is that this word represents kalimatul ikhlas. It is the word of sincerity and purity. This kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah is the word of sincerity and purity of intentions. Al-Madina, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Why? Because لِأَنَّ عَمَلَ الْقَلْبِ هُوَ الْأَصْلِ. That is because the action of the heart is the basis and the essence of every action. And that's why this constitutes this kalima of Tawheed, declaring the uniqueness and oneness of Allah, and that He has, and that Allah to be worshipped through the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, is kalimatul ikhlas, is the word of purity of intention. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Also, from the merits of La ilaha illallah is that it is the kalimatul ihsan, it is the word of goodness. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Qala Allah ta'ala, hal jaza'ul ihsani illa al-ihsan, as in Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter 55, verse 60. Brother Abu Maher, if you can take please the if you can please take the translation of the meaning, Jazakallah Khair. Or Sister Naila, either one, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Quran 55:60. Okay, Sister Naila, Jazakallah Khair. وَهَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there any reward for good other than good? Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yunus, chapter 10 as well. All high tornado, chapter 10. Naam. Chapter 10, verse 26 in Surah Yunus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. Those who have done good, they will have reward of good as well. Yes. And even more. And even more. And this is the honor of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection. Those meaning those who done more, who said, يعني, they said La ilaha illallah, this kalima of Tawheed and what it means, and they clung to it. Also from the merits of La ilaha illallah is that it is da'watul haq, it is the call of the truth, it is the call of the truth. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 14, له دعوة الحق. To him, له سبحانه وتعالى دعوة الحق. To him is the call of the truth. Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 14. To him, or for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the word of the truth. When this word of the truth is La ilaha illallah, this is the word of Tawheed. As Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, stated that this is da'watul haqq, the call. This is the word of the truth, meaning man has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. Also, from the merits of La ilaha illallah, number 59, is that it is kalimatul adl. It's the word of justice. It's the word of justice. Kalimatul adl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 90, يقول الله عز وجل إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان. Indeed or verily, Allah commands بالعدل, commands with justice, والإحسان and goodness. This is in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 90. قال ابن عباس, ابن عباس, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoys al-adl, justice, and worshipping none but Allah alone, and al-ihsan, which is all that which is good, and that which is good must comply with the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is, this for this kalimat al-adl, this word of justice, it is at-tawheed, it is the declaration, it is the testimony of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. As Ibn Abbas also, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, stated, Al-Adl, he said, justice is shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, is the testimony that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. Also, from its merits, that it is the good of speech and sayings. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Yaqul Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 24. وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. الطيب من القول وهدوا إلى الطيب من القول, meaning they have been guided to everything which is good, and they are guided in this word unto goodly speech. Yes, and that is لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, this kalima of tawheed, and there is nothing purer than this kalima of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. And from the merits of لا إله إلا الله, 61 being وهي الكلمة الباقية. Okay, to be honest with you, you are a little close to your mic. Yeah. Should I move it away, you mean? Is it too close? We can't. Is it too close? Might go. Okay, alhamdulillah. طيب. It is الكلمة الباقية. Just a little. Okay, alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair. هي الكلمة الباقية, it is the remaining word. This was this will be 61. It is the remaining word. الكلمة الباقية. الكلمة الباقية. التوحيد is not abolished by every sin. Rather, every sin is abolished because of Tawheed. قال الله تعالى about Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, as in Surah Al-Zukhruf, chapter 43, verses 26 to 28. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إنني براء مما تعبدون إلا الذي فطرني فإنه سيهدين وجعلها كلمة باقية. Here's the point of evidence. في عقبه. And remember when Abraham said to his father and his people, verily I am innocent of what you worship, I am free of what you worship, except him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who did create me. إلا الذي فطرني, who did create me, and verily فإنه سيهدين, he will surely guide me. وجعلها, and he made it, made what? كلمة التوحيد, the worship of Allah alone, لا إله إلا الله, a word lasting, this is the remaining word, lasting word among his offspring, في عقبه, that they may turn back, meaning to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receive admonition. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, after he subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the meaning of shahada, bara'un mimma ta'budun, you see, bara'un mimma ta'budun, free, innocent of what you worship. This means what? Free, this is the meaning of la ilaha. This is the meaning of la ilaha, and this is the part of negation, negating anything being worshipped other than Allah. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي, look at the exception, إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي, except the one who created me. And this is the meaning of what? لا, بمعنى إِلَّا اللَّهِ, except Allah, except Allah. So there was a negation, إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ, I am free and innocent of that which you worship other than Allah. This is the negation. This is like when you say لا إله, this you negate any deity being worshipped. Then you say إلا الله, then you come with the affirmation phrase except Allah, and this is the same in the saying of Ibrahim, إلا الذي فطرني, except the one who created me, meaning Allah, and he will guide me. So this is the lasting and remaining word, لا إله إلا الله. Also from the merits of لا إله إلا الله, كلمة الله العليا, كلمة الله العليا, it is the most high, the highest word. كلمة الله العليا, Allah's most high word. قال الله تعالى in Surah التوبة chapter 9, طيب إن شاء الله, chapter 9 verse 40, chapter 9 verse 40, وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا. وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا. سورة التوبة, سورة التوبة chapter 9 verse 40, meaning He, Allah, made the world of those who disbelieve the lowermost, the lowermost, while the world of Allah that became the uppermost. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahu azizun hakeem, and Allah is almighty, all wise. So the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the word of Allah, la ilaha illallah, is the uppermost word. Is the uppermost word. 63, here النجاة, it's the deliverance. It is the deliverance, as in the saying of the believer, that believer from the people of Pharaoh, of the Pharaoh in Egypt, when he reminded them, as in Surah 40, Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 41. When he reminded and admonished his people, telling them, وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا لِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَ لِي إِلَى النَّارِ. What's the matter with you, O my people? I call you to deliverance and to salvation. وتدعونني إلى النار, and you invite me to the fire of hell. والنجاة, salvation, is التوحيد, is كلمة التوحيد, لا إله إلا الله, محمد رسول الله. There can be no deliverance, no salvation without this word. And they, his people, cannot enter the fold of salvation unless they declare لا إله إلا الله and worship none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also it is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this also, it is كلمة الاستقامة, it is the the world of uprightness. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Fussilat chapter 41 verse 30, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله, those who said that our Lord is Allah, ثم استقاموا, then they stood or then they were upright on this kalima of tawheed, on the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in Surah Fussilat chapter 41 verse 30. Verily those who say our Lord is Allah alone, and then they stand firm on this, they stand firm and upright on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is described their state, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, on them the angels will descend at the time of death, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, they will be given the glad tiding of fearing not at the time of death, saying fear not nor grieve, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, and you receive the glad tidings of paradise which you have been promised. Okay, then from the merits of La Ilaha Illallah as well is that it is the means for unity. It is the means for unity and coming together. It is the means for unity. What does this really mean? It means that this kalima of tawheed, that the Muslims cannot be really united except on this kalima, except on this kalima, and there can be no union between them except on the true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uniting the Muslims on something other than this is really deceptive, is really deceptive. So that's where unity is true. Unity is on the correct belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the correct understanding of Islam. There can be no unity in the, amongst the Muslims and unification of their ranks except if they are really true in Tawheed. And this was the initial state of the Muslims when they were on that understanding, the correct understanding of the creed, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, associating no partners with Him in worship. They succeeded on all levels. And there can be no real success unless the Muslims unite on this. Unity through partisan and unity on allegiance to parties is in fact a division. It's not unity. From the merits of La Ilaha Illallah is as well that it is Al-Qawl al-Sadeed, it is the right word. Al-Qawl al-Sadeed, what does this mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab chapter 33 verse 70, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadeeda. Look at this verse and contemplate it carefully. Surah Al-Ahzab chapter 70, chapter 33 verse 70, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this great verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, addressing all the believers, ittaqullah. What does this really mean? It means keep your duty to Allah and fear Him as He should be feared. And look what Allah says, waqulu qawlan sadida, always say that which is right, always say that which is the truth. And what will be the benefit? The benefit will be يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. This is one benefit. If the believers will continue, this is the قول السديد, it is the correct understanding of Tawheed, the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. As a consequence, as a result of this, Allah will yuslih lakum a'malakum, He will direct you to do righteous good deeds. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Taliba muslima. MashaAllah. JazakumAllah khair. Tayyib. This is one thing. The other benefit, what is the other benefit? Look at this. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And that He will forgive you your sins. Will forgive you your sins. These are great benefits, therefore, of being on Tawheed, on the correct creed of Islam. First is that the believer who utters this word of Tawheed correctly, knowing what it means, abiding by it to the best of his ability, as a consequence, as a result, Allah will direct him to do righteous deeds. Secondly, will forgive him his sins. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 70. If you can put it, Brother Abu Maher, so that, inshallah, people can cut it and paste it or refer to it and contemplate this great verse in the Quran. As well as from the merits, 67, is that Kalimat al-Tawheed is al-Birr. Kalimat al-Tawheed is al-Birr. It is righteousness. It is righteousness. It is Kalimat al-Birr. It is al-Birr itself. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 177. ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر chapter 2 سورة البقرة verse 177 ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم it is not البر it is not piety righteousness that you turn your faces towards east or west in prayers but البر righteousness The quality of the one who believes in Allah, the last day, the angels, the book, the prophets, and gives his wealth in spite of love for it. To the end of the verse. All of this is a manifestation of this kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And the other, the 68th merit is It is the entire deen. It is the entire religion. This kalima is the entire religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ Verily to Allah belongs the pure deen, the pure deen. And the pure deen is the one in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is being worshipped. This is its creed. That's why Allah says, Ala lillah ad-deen al-khalis. To Allah belongs the pure deen, religion. And this is the submission to him. And there can be no submission to Allah except through disassociation from everything that is being worshipped other than Allah and then worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So this is 66. Okay, 69. It is as-sirat al-mustaqim. It is the straight path. قال الله تعالى إن سورة الفاتحة The opening chapter of the Quran اهدنا الصراط المستقيم Guide us to the straight path Also in سورة الأنعام So in Surah 1 verse 6 اهدنا الصراط المستقيم Guide us to the straight path In سورة الأنعام In chapter 6 verse 153 Allah سبحانه وتعالى states وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا Verily, this is my straight way. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ Then follow it. And also in Surah Al-Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And verily, you guide, O Muhammad, to what? إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, to the straight way. This straight way is the way of Tawheed. It is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Okay. 17. It is the means to attain victory on the enemies of Allah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alaykum as-salam. It is the means to attain victory on the enemies of Allah. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 45. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O who you believe, إِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ فِئَةً. Surah Al-An'am, please, 45, chapter 8. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O who you believe, إِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ فِئَةً. When you meet an enemy force, inshallah. طيب إن شاء الله جزاكم الله خير. No problem, جزاكم الله خير. طيب Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ فِئَةً. When you meet an enemy who you believe, take a firm stand against them. فَثْبُتُوا. Take a firm stand against them and remember the name of Allah much. And remember, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may be successful. And we know that the best and the greatest dhikr of Allah or remembrance of Allah is kalimat al-tawheed, la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Okay, no problem, inshallah we'll try to manage, inshallah, no problem. طيب, from the merits of la ilaha illallah, it is the means to attain steadfastness on earth. As in Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, verse 55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah has promised, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته, Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous good deeds, that He will certainly grant them succession to the present rulers in the land, as He granted it to those before them, and that He will grant them the authority to practice their religion. This is tamkeen. What? There must be a condition, however, which He has chosen for them, and He will surely give them in exchange a safe security after their fear, provided, this is the condition, provided they, the believers, worship Allah alone, and don't associate anything in worship. This is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. So this kalima, this word of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, is a means to attain authority, to practice the deen on earth, and also a safe security. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated here in Surah An-Nur, chapter 24 verse 55, from the merits of La ilaha illallah, please try to ignore free thought. Let him go with his free thought. It is a means for attaining 72 now, okay, Zakallah khair. It is a means for attaining high rank and honor. It's a means for attaining high rank and honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored with this word of Tawheed Bilal from Abyssinia. Salman from Persia. May Allah be pleased with them. And because of it, because of denying it, Allah humiliated the honorable of Quraysh from the mushriks. So compare. Allah lifted Salman the Persian and Bilal the Abyssinian to high levels and honored them highly because of their acceptance of Tawheed, of La ilaha illallah. And this same word was the cause for the humiliation of the most noble of the Quraysh from the pagan Arabs. From the merits of La ilaha illallah, it's a safeguard against bloodshedding of Muslims, as well as their wealth and protection of their wealth. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أمرت أن أقاتل الناس, I have been commanded to fight the people until they حتى يشهدوا, until they witness that لا إله إلا الله, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, وأن محمدا رسول الله, and that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and that they establish the prayers, وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and give the due obligated charity, فَإِنْ فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ, and if they do that, عَصَمُ مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ, they will safeguard their blood and their wealth from, except that which is entitled by the right of Islam, إِلَّا بِحَقِّ الْإِسْلَامِ. So this kalima of Tawheed is a protection against unlawful shedding of Muslim blood, and the protection, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala, of the Muslims' wealth and their honor as well. 74. It is the word of witnessing, al-shahada. It is the word of witnessing. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al Imran in chapter 3, verse 18, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. Allah bears witness that, look at this, Allah bear witness that He, Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He. Also, who does that? Who does the witnessing as well? And the angels. And who else? And those who have knowledge also give witness to this fact of La ilaha illallah, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always maintaining His creation in justice. La ilaha illa huwa, none has the right to be worshipped but He. Al Aziz al Hakim, the one who is almighty, all wise. 75. Okay. Alright, no problem. 75. It is the greatest good. It is the greatest al-ma'roof al-akbar. It is the greatest good. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Imran as well, chapter 3, verse 104, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ, and let there be from amongst you a group, يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ, calling people to all that which is good. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and enjoin that which is right. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and forbid the munkar. A munkar, the highest munkar is to believe or to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also to do all that which Islam has forbidden. All of this falls under the munkar, that which is forbidden. So So Tawheed is the greatest good. Tawheed is the greatest good. And Ash-Shirk, associating partners with Allah in worship, is the greatest evil. Is the greatest evil. Okay. The 76th merit is, it is the first thing to call people to. It is the first thing to call people to. As in the hadith of Mu'adh, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sent him to Al-Yaman, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Al-Yaman, and he told him, فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ, let the first thing that you invite them to is شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, they're witnessing of this testimony of لا إله إلا الله, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. Also, from the merits of لا إله إلا الله, it is being the 77th now. It is the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj in chapter 22 verse 78, ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين. It is the religion of your father Ibrahim, meaning it's Tawheed, the religion of Tawheed. It is He, Allah, who has named you Muslims, both before and in this Quran. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هُوَ الَّذِي هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. So this is the millah. كلمه التوحيد, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is the millah. This is the religion of Ibrahim. This kalima of Tawheed. The belief in the uniqueness and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the merits of it is it is the zakah. And we know the zakah, from the meaning of zakah, is the purification. It is the zakah. Kalimatu tawheed is the zakah. What does this really mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the mushriks in Surah Fussilat chapter 41 verse 6 and 7, وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ, and woe to the mushriks, those who associate partners with Allah in worship, الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته, those who don't give the zakah, وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ, and they also deny and don't believe in the hereafter. Surah Alaykum As-Salam wa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala wa Barakatuh. Chapter 41, Surah Fussilat, verses 6 and 7. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ, and woe to the mushriks, those who give not the zakah, and they are disbelievers in the hereafter. And you wonder, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about them that they don't give the zakah, and they are mushriks. They are ones who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they believed in the uniqueness and oneness of Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah's mercy be upon him, explained this, saying that the most of the people of tafsir, from the righteous predecessors and those after them, meant that the zakah in this ayah refers to the tawheed of shahadat and la ilaha illallah, because we know literally from the linguistic meaning of zakah is the purification. Here he added that this refers to, in this particular verse, it means shahadat an la ilaha illallah, and that we know that faith, through faith, the heart becomes purified. Why? Because the heart will negate any divinity to other than Allah and will settle with the truth. And this is its purification, and its a fairness of the uniqueness of and divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this matter of la ilaha illallah, this tawheed, he said, huwa aslu kulli zaka'in wa nama', it is the basis for every purification and growth. It is the basis for every purification and growth and growth. The last merit, this is the 79th merit, is it is the cause that from faces it is the cause due to which some faces will be brightened and others will be darkened, meaning on the day of resurrection. This kalima of tawheed, from the merits and the consequences of which, is that it is a cause due to which some faces will be brightened and others will be darkened on the day of resurrection. The brightness will apply upon those people who believed in it correctly and applied it correctly, and the darkness will be on the faces of those who are enemies to this kalima, from the people of kufr and disobedience. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al Imran chapter 3 verse 106, يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. Chapter 3, Surah Al Imran, verse 106. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day, meaning the day of resurrection, when some faces will become white and some faces will become black. As for those whose faces will become black, to them it will be said, did you reject faith after accepting it? Then taste the torment in hell for rejecting faith. These are only some of the merits of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. And they have come up here to 79 merits, and I believe some of the brothers here now, alhamdulillah, have them all pasted and available with them. And this, inshallah, should be can be easily requested from these brothers and sisters who followed with us on these two lectures regarding the merits of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. You can consult with them, inshallah, for those who have them, so that you can keep them and go over them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a benefit for myself, for all of you. If there are any questions regarding this, please go ahead. Mic is free.